The following speech was made by the President at Sandpoint, Idaho, 7:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, May 11, 1950.
The President of the United States.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate this privilege. I've just received the finest welcome I think I've had anywhere in my whole career during this trip. In Iowa, in Nebraska, in Wyoming, in Idaho, in Oregon, and in Washington. And I want to thank you very much for this fine reception. You give me the same kind of welcome I had yesterday morning when I made a number of stops in southern Idaho. I traveled all along the Snake River. Now it's grand to be up here in this rugged country around Sandpoint. I've just been watching the scenery. Never saw anything more beautiful in my life, and my whole staff feels the same way. I'm sorry it'll be dark when this train goes through Cabinet Gorge. I would certainly like to see that. I've been reading about it all my life. I've celebrated two birthdays on this trip across this country. My own, for 66 years, was last Monday. Today is the 15th birthday of the Rural Electrification Administration. I have to celebrate that by dedicating Grand Coulee Dam, a wonderful project which is already supplying tremendous quantities of cheap electricity to thousands of users. Here at Sandpoint, we have the headquarters of the first REA Finance Cooperative in the Rocky Mountain region. This was the second cooperative west of Mississippi, and it is nearly as old as REA itself. I hardly need to tell you what benefits cheap electricity means to our region. In addition to making life easier in homes and farms, it brings new industry and lets old ones expand. One of the industries in this part of the country that needs a great deal more power is phosphate mining. There are tremendous phosphate resources down south of here in Idaho and Montana. Farmers all through the west and the middle west need lots of phosphate. The power that can be brought into this region through great federal projects like Grand Coulee and Hungry Horse can make it possible to develop a big phosphate industry. I've been greatly impressed on this trip by what I've seen and heard about the wealth of mineral resources in Idaho, Montana, and Washington. These minerals aren't important just to you people. They are important to the national economy as a whole and to the whole world. There was a time when big-time operators stalked through the Northwest, exploiting the cream of our mineral resources. They were men who exploited for their own profit without thinking of the generations to come after them. I have always maintained, and I always will fight for the policy, that natural resources must be used so as not to destroy their value, and they should be used for the benefit of the nation as a whole, and not for any special individual. In order to supplement our resources of critical minerals, we must take vigorous steps to add to our supply. The stockpiling program is designed to meet our national defense needs. Other measures are equally necessary. We must expand research to make better use of submarginal mineral deposits. We must search for new deposits of mineral. We must avoid waste in the mining, production, and use of mineral. We must find ways to use substitutes for critical minerals. I've been greatly encouraged by the development of the cobalt copper deposits here in the forest areas of Idaho. We've not had nearly enough cobalt production in this country. You know, we get most of it from Africa. Most of the cobalt comes from Africa. And I'd like very much to see some prospector fine enough for our own new share of homes. It is important to national defense for us to speed up the development of new sources of cobalt in the district just north of here. When we get more power into this area, and when we begin to develop the mineral resources here in the Pacific Northwest, as they should be, there will be a tremendous industrial expansion. When we get low-cost power in greater quantities into this area, it will aid the metal mining industry through the establishment of lead and zinc smelting plants. You know, there was a time when Missouri was the greatest producer of lead and zinc. That's not true any longer because those mines are exhausted. The mines in Oklahoma are almost exhausted. So it's up to you to see that we have plenty of lead and zinc. This will be carried out in the cooperation with the producers throughout Idaho, northwestern Washington, British Columbia, and Alaska. This will mean new prosperity and new wealth for all of you. It'll mean a more prosperous and a stronger nation. We need both prosperity and strength if we're going to keep our position of leadership in the world so that we can work for world peace. You know, there are people in the world who do not appreciate our viewpoint. They don't understand how we can live as a great country and still let the individual be his own law. They don't understand that our democracy is one which comes from the people up and not from the top down. What I'm trying to do is to keep our economic situation in such a condition that we can remain strong enough to show those people that our plan is much better than any other plan in the world. And if we are for the welfare of the people of the whole world, we have no desire to exploit anybody. We want to help people. We want to make the world a better place to live in. We want to give everybody an opportunity to live as a man and to live with his neighbors amicably. And that will make for peace in the world. And that's all I'm looking for. I appreciate very much for coming out here.